This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Friedel doesn't go. The pitch. High fly ball, shallow right, racing back corner, giving way to Castro, and Castro makes a forward diving catch for the out, two away.
That's one of those plays where, you know, Castro's the new guy here for the Cubs and playing all the positions. So, you know, the guys are going to have to get used to him and him used to the players around him. You know, speed kills sometimes, and you're able to just outrun the play even though you have a little confusion. But an excellent play.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Welcome back on this Saturday morning in Chicago. David Haw, Bruce Levine, Inside the Clubhouse until 11 o'clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Time now to go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And that is where we find the Cubs' Mr. Everything lately. Willie Castro joins us. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for getting up and joining us. I know you got a game tonight, so we appreciate that. It has been a whirlwind week for you. You got here about a week ago. You've played four positions. You've played a big part in many games. Just how would you describe the pace of the past week and how it has been to experience?
I mean, as soon as I got here, you know, it's different. It's different. I know what a winning team. I know how it feels to be in a winning team. It's been great. The guys been treating me well, you know, since the day that I got here, man. It feels great. It feels great to be a Cub. And yeah, hopefully, you know, just keep playing the way that we're playing so we could win that ring.
Willie, how do you prepare every day? Because in practice, you know, one day it's right field, one day it's center, it's second base, it's third base. I think when you first got to the team, I was talking to you on the bench, and you said you had 25 different gloves. My friend Scott at Wilson said it's a world's record and that he's your best friend and that you keep him in business. How difficult is it to prepare for multiple positions every day?
I mean, it's not difficult at all. I just think when I first started playing outfield for the first time in Detroit, when I started playing left field, it was a little difficult, like for two or three days. Then after that was, you know, I got the hang of it really quick, and yeah, I become a really good utility guy after that. You know, I started playing left field, then they moved me to right field and center. And then a little bit of third, then second, and yeah, become really good. I feel natural. I feel natural in all of them that I get on, and yeah, like I mean, I think I get the hang of it really quick. Just practicing, focusing, on every little detail. And yeah, I just feel natural in all of them.
You told me, you know, that your best position is shortstop. You've always felt that way because I guess, you know, growing up, you played that position every day, right?
Yeah. That's the position I signed back in 2013. I was a shortstop, and I did my whole minor league being a shortstop. I came up as a shortstop. And, yeah, it was like my third year in the big leagues when I started playing outfield a little bit. And, yeah, I was getting switched all around the diamond and the outfield, and then I became really good at it, and, yeah.
So the versatility comes, I think, because you were a shortstop. You can play anywhere, and athletically you can handle those challenges. I do wonder about the communication. Does your personality have to be a certain type to where you can get along or communicate with different people easily because of, you know, you're in the outfield, you're going to have to know what PCA, and they might be Ian Happ one day, and then in the infield, it's a lot different in terms of what you're looking for and how you communicate before pitches. How big of a challenge is it to communicate with everyone, and how do you do it so well?
I mean, that's something, you know, being a shortstop, I think you're the leader. You know, being a shortstop, my whole minor league career, going up to the big leagues, you know, you gotta be the man, you know, to stand up and you know, control the infield. And I know when you play outfield, you know, the center field is the guy that got the control. And yeah, it just everything, what they call the ball, if I'm playing right field, if PCA throws the ball, I know he's the man. You know, he's the one that take care of everything out there. And yeah, you just get used to it really quick. You know, you know what position you play. So you just got to know what you can get to. If he calls you off, you know, you just let it to him. He's the man.
Who has been your go-to guy? I mean, I've seen you from the very first day you were there. You had a long conversation with me and Rick Sutcliffe just sitting on the bench. You have a personality that seems easy to get to know people. But have there been one or two guys that have made it the easiest for you so far in this first week? What has that been like?
I mean, yeah, there's a couple guys, you know, especially the coaches, Mota, infield coach, you know, but Birdie, he's the one, I'm sitting right next to him in the clubhouse. So yeah, that's the guy I talk the most, and Rogers, my boy, actually, he was the guy that when I got called up in 2019, to Detroit, he was there. So he was the one like, I really talked the most when I got here. So, yeah, I mean, I know a couple guys because I played against them, you know, in this level. So, yeah, they all treated me well, man. Like, I feel like home, you know, I feel great to be here. And yeah, like I said, moving forward, you know, just go out there, you know, help my team win. And that's about it.
We're talking with Cubs super utility man Willie Castro, who already has played four positions in six games in his first week as a Cub. It is somewhat remarkable. And I think that when you were traded here, Willie, I referred to you as this is the ideal Craig Counsell player because Craig Counsell likes to mix and match and use guys in different ways. And I find myself curious about how that first conversation went. Did you know Craig Counsell before you got to Chicago? And what has he said to you directly about how you will be used?
I mean, yeah, you know, he as soon as I got here, that's the first person I think I met when I got here. The travel director, he was the one that showed me around the clubhouse and then took me to the manager's office. And man, yeah, he told me everything, like how he was going to use me, playing all the positions, like I was playing in Minnesota, you know, and yeah, just, you know, be prepared for any position. And of course I told him whatever you're going to need, man, we'll get the job done. And yeah, I'm excited to be here.
You were an important player with Minnesota. Minnesota has had a good team for the last 4 or 5 years. The team went up for sale, things started to change, and then all of a sudden you're part of like 10 or 11 players that are traded. What was the scene like in Minnesota, you know, knowing that the team wasn't doing as well as it wanted to, and the fact that everything was changing around you. How hard was that?
I mean, you know, this is fire baseball. You can have great months. You can have bad months. I know we were doing really good at the beginning of the season. We had, I think it was 14, 15 game streak winning. And yeah, you know, after that, we were not consistent. You know, we were losing a lot of games. But, I mean, you know, we kept our head down. We know what we had. We know we had a great team. We had a great pitching. We had great hitters. So, like I said, at the end of the day, you cannot control that. You know, I know everybody goes there to give their best, you know. And, yeah, we just say as a group, you know, we just went out there trying to win the games. And, obviously, you know, it didn't came out the way that we wanted. But we always had in mind that we had a great team. You know, like I said, it's part of baseball. It's part of baseball. It's gonna eat you up if you think about it. You know, you take it serious. You just gotta go out there and, you know, enjoy the game. Anything can happen. You know.
Another part of baseball. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, you're putting it in perspective, because another part of baseball is that teams are going to struggle over the course of a 162 game season. And you've been here a week, but it's been a tough one for the Cubs because the offense isn't what it was earlier in the season before you arrived. Willie, what is the mindset in that clubhouse, and how are you guys getting through this tough offensive period?
I mean, I see the guys normal, you know. When we lose, it's like I said, this is baseball, you know. You just got to go out there and, you know, just trust yourself. Trust your ability, trust your talent, and yeah, enjoy the game. And the end of the day, you know, you just go out there, enjoy the game. It's like, what I do is I just think about, like, my little league days. You know, when you just go out there and play games, you don't think about anything. You don't think about your approach. You don't think, just go out there and have some fun. And I think everything will come out natural. You got to the big leagues, you know, just for your talent, you know, for what you're capable of. And yeah, I just think this is a sport that will eat you up if you think about the struggles. I think if you don't think about the struggles, you will be a way better, you know, player. You know, just enjoying the game. I think that the key is enjoying. And you know, like I always take every time I step on those lines, I feel like it's my first day in the big leagues. So that's something that's gonna have in my head since the day I retire, you know. I feel grateful, and yeah, like I said, I'm just here to play and help my team win.
Well, you played in front of good fan bases in Minnesota and Detroit, but what is it like now? Every day you look up, whether you're at second, third, right field, center, left, and there's 40,000 people cheering their brains out for 2.5 or 3 hours. How different is that for you, knowing you're going to have a full house every day rooting you on?
Well, I get some questions a lot about how do you play with all those people sometimes, you know. I just say I love it. I love it, for sure. I feel like we all say the same thing. I think we play better. Like, the energy that the fans bring to the stadium, it's something that you really love and admire, you know, just to see all those fans there cheering you up. And it's just great. I think it makes us stronger, you know, every time we take an AB or we make a great catch. It's great. It's great to see that full house every day, you know. Something amazing that you don't really see in all another stadium. But when you go there and really feel, man, it's something else. I really felt something when I went there for my first game last year. I said, wow, this is something else for sure.
Willie, you are a welcome addition to the Cubs. I hope you have good success the rest of the way, and really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
Willie Castro, the Cubs, Mr. Super Utility Man, joining the Cubs a week ago, Bruce, and already four positions.
He is the loosest guy out there. And when we talked about, remember to have fun, okay? Mm-hmm. it's the hardest thing for athletes to keep in mind when things are going rough, right? It's not fun losing, but you're still playing a game for a living that you've enjoyed more than anything in your life for your whole life. So you have to get back that perspective of, you know, we're not going to win every day, but we can go out there, give it our best, and enjoy what we do.
This team, frankly, could use that.
They did. They do.
They needed that jolt, because you look up and down the lineup, and yes, everybody does pay a lot of attention, and it's warranted, to Pete Crow Armstrong, because he's got the flair, and he's the kid with the blue hair, as Murph said, and he's going to lemonade stands, and he's got the personality, and it is infectious. But then you look at the rest of the group. Ian Happ's very serious man. Kyle Tucker, very low-key. Nico's a grinder. Damsey Swanson's well-spoken, but maybe understated. Matt Shaw, kind of a shy rookie. Michael Bush, okay, polite young man. There's nobody there with a lot of...
The pitchers.
Pizzazz.
They're the
panache.
Pitchers. The pitchers, yeah.
Okay. Shota?
So, yeah, Shota for sure.
Palencia?
Palencia will grow into it. He's a young player.
But you know what I mean. You have a clubhouse full of guys.
Tyone is a spokesman. Boyd is a spokesman. They bring a lot of positive energy.
But you wouldn't describe either one of those guys as fun-loving.
Well, they're not putting lampshade on their head.
Exactly.
And that's okay. Pete can't be that either when he's in a 2-for-26. Now, around the locker room, I can tell you, Pete is the same way, whether he's 2-for-26 or, 10 for his last 15. He is enjoying the moment. He loves his teammates. He's he's all the positive things you can say about a young star player. But when you're not a star, people are going, who's next up? Where are we getting our energy today?
And I really respect the way the Cubs do have as many workmanlike professionals in that clubhouse that are going to give you that kind of effort, leadership, and set an example. But you know the dynamic in any workplace, especially in a sports context, having a guy like Willie Castro show up can be a source of energy, a really good move.
And the fact that he plays well at every position, you brought it up. It was a great question. How do you play, how do you give the signal to the second baseman, shortstop, one game, the next year in right field? You have to hit the cutoff, man. It's a very underrated skill, being able to play multiple positions well.
But I do think it's part of that skill set. Is that, and maybe
personality,
not.
Personality.
Yes. Yeah. You've got to be somebody that really people can easily communicate with. And that's part of your personality.
I agree with that. I mean, Ben Zobrist was, the last 25 years, the ultimate utility guy. He wasn't a utility guy. He took the term utility guy into everyday player at a different position, right? Because he was never looked at as, gee, he's only going to be in there until blank gets in there for him, right? So he was extraordinary at multiple positions and was a clutch hitter his entire career by just hard work. I mean, the guy had good baseball skills, but was not an extraordinary baseball talent, but hard work, intelligence, baseball IQ made him a sensational extra player, a super utility guy.
And a World Series MVP.
Yeah, and pretty much twice.
Never forget that. Yeah.
I mean, he did it with Kansas City, too.
Right. And Willie Castro, you wonder where he's going to be in the lineup tonight. You wonder what role he will play and who will he give a night
just
off.
Just so he's not pitching in the ninth.
We don't need any more of those guys. That's John Birdie's role. John Birdie's still on the bench. So tonight the Cubs against a right-hander in Plante is going to be probably a left-handed heavy lineup.
Here's what internally what they're saying to each other today after yesterday. The Cardinals pitcher was okay. Mm-hmm. He was decent. They got 7 singles yesterday. Internally, the coaching staff, the players, the manager are all saying, that's a brutal loss. We cannot lose to a mediocre pitcher like that. Mm-hmm. We can't have games like that. So all of them are probably feeling the same way. Like, that's a game that we have to have better performance.
McGreevy, you know? Mediocre?
Very mediocre, yeah. And not to take anything away from him, but that's the type of
pitcher.
I think
you just did.
That's the type of pitcher you got to be.
I think you just did, Bruce. Yeah,
there was no 98 coming your way, right?
Right, but I think they're higher on him in St. Louis than you just described. I'm not
saying he's a bad pitcher. I'm just saying for a good offensive team like the Cubs, that's a pitcher you have to beat.
So Pallante tonight is another guy you have to beat. If you're the Cubs, you have to look at it that way. Cubs Cardinals, Busch Stadium, pregame coverage 5:40, first pitch 6:15. The only local broadcast of tonight's game right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network, because of course it is a Fox game tonight and an ESPN game tomorrow.
Yeah. Two night games.
So great.
The Cubs have been on national TV an awful lot this year.
Yeah, I know. Tonight,
back
next
to being
night,
his sweetheart of baseball.
Nationally televised audience and let everybody in on the Cubs and how much they have struggled and what they didn't do at the deadline.
Still a good team, David.
I know it's still a good team. It's definitely a good team. That's the hard part. Is you know this is a good team. There are just things that have happened that are just kind of like. Rankle you.
Yeah, it's not the football thing. It isn't.
Well, what's the football thing?
Football thing is analyzing every game to death, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guilty of it just now, saying that's a game you have to win.
I think you're right. I think that's part of it.
Right.
The sense of urgency that seems to exist when you do this every day and you see things and you just like it, you want to. You have to constantly remind yourself that it is such a long season and this happens to every team.
Counsel told me last week, I said, you know, how long before you shake off a loss? He goes, 20 minutes. I give myself 20 minutes. I walk around, you know, I'll pace, you know, I'll be upset about something. I'll try to internalize things to help create things tomorrow for better results. And then it's gone. You know, it's got to be.
That's a skill set. That's a skill set, personality-wise.
It's a professional way of dealing with the reality of 162 games where in the best seasons, you're going to lose 65 times, you know?
I suppose I admire that. I also respect people who can do both recognize maybe the urgency and importance of any singular moment or stretch, as well as put that into the context of, well, you know, there's more and different things.
You prefer the Pinella?
I don't know that I do. No.
The Pinella was.
No.
He'd call the GM and say, get me some ball players here. You saw that pitcher, Rich Hill, tonight? Get him out of here, okay? Yeah. He can't get anybody
That's
out.
It's more relatable. It's more relatable.
Right. He was wrong.
Yeah, he was wrong.
But I mean, that was 2/3 of an inning. Rich gave up 6 runs. I think it was against the Cardinals. One of his first outings. And I'm in his office. He goes, Rich Hill.
Well, I think those are the kinds of things that stand out because they're exactly the way the fan base, many people in the fan base are feeling.
It was like they loved Lou because he reacted the way they would react. Did the players like it?
What you don't want to see, and I'm sorry to go back to this, but it's why you feel a little bit like you're kind of rankled today and what's going on is because Carter Hawkins being quoted about not worrying. You have to worry about 2025, but you're also worried about 2032. That's not what you want to hear coming out of the trade deadline because the sense of the immediacy of the moment feels more urgent to the fan base than it sounds like it is to the front office.
He feels they could do both.
Yeah, well, they're not.
Right.
Well, they're not right now.
Not today.
It's not today.
Not this week.
I guess that's the point.
But they have built up a very good record. And a sustainable record if they continue to start playing decent baseball again. Just start playing their type of baseball again. Get on base. As the one caller said, you got first and second. You know, you have good base runners. Find the right pitch. You know, disturb the defense. Disturb the other catcher, the pitcher.
Yeah, I know.
Put them on edge. Something we watch the Cubs do a lot for the first 90-95 games, right?
7-0-8. David, respectfully, I disagree. You can't have a manager who lives in the moment when there are 162 games every year. Hey, humans are not built that way. And B, your players would hate you. Talk about losing a clubhouse within a year or two. I don't disagree, 7-0-8. You're exactly right. I'm just being honest with some of the ways I've struggled with this season because it started so well.
A lot of managers are like that internally. They will send their message internally to individuals without embarrassing them in public or embarrassing them in front of teammates. I think from what I've been able to determine, Craig Counsell's is as straight and direct without being abrasive to players that he can be every day. It's all about, just like when he talks to the media, you know, you get that old-time Jack Webb, just the facts. You know, I'm just going to give you the facts. That's it. You know, this is what you have to do. You know, we need you to do this, and we know you can. So go get them. Put some pizza in your pocket.
Different styles. Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell.
You can be funny when you're winning every game.
It's hilarious. Yeah, I know. That's two drink minimum every single game. All right, when we come back, you do have to take the long view, especially when you are a general manager. Chris Getz from the White Sox joins Inside the Clubhouse next. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
A lot of answers for Wu, but there's a ball that's hit hard. In the air to right field, and it is gone. Luis Robert Jr., career home run number 100. Congratulations, La Pantera.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Thank you, CHSN, for that highlight of a Luis Robert Jr. home run. David Haw, Bruce Levine, until 11 o'clock on Inside the Clubhouse on The Score. Time now to go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that's where we find White Sox general manager Chris Getz. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us this morning. Boy, it has been an interesting White Sox season since the All-Star break. Come out smoking hot, and it was great to see the bats alive. And, Chris, I think everyone was encouraged. Been a tough week, though. How would you assess what has gone right, what has gone wrong since the All-Star break?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Up.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Well, I mean, you know, you mentioned it. The offense has really come alive since the All-Star break. You know, we really prioritize hitting the fastball. It really starts with the ability to hit the fastball. And just knowing that, you know, once you're on time and able to drive, you know, with velocity, then, you know, you're going to be able to kind of open up the offense a little bit. So that's really the baseline of it. And then lo and behold, you know, we started hitting for power. Because we were on time to hit the fastball. So, yeah, it's been very encouraging. I wish that I could tangibly say, we just told these guys to do that, and all of a sudden it happened. You know, with that being said, the message was very clear, whether it be from myself, Will, and others, that, hey, at the very least, let's really target improvement here. And the guys answered, and we've benefited from that. Yeah, I mean, you look at the last week, Seattle Mariners are top of the league type team. I mean, when they added that, you know, some offensive players to an already strong starting staff, and their bullpen, you know, was very good too. That tough team. I mean, you know, we were beating some teams that were top of division, first place clubs, winning those series. You know, unfortunately in baseball, you're going to have your, you know, stretches where you're not able to convert on wins, tough losses on Sunday, and then the last game in Seattle. But we're, you know, even last night, we go down early, and unfortunately the gap was too great, but we're able to put up five runs and really fought to the end. But, yeah, listen, we've got a team that is continuing to grow. And if you look at the Colson Montgomerys, you know, the Chase Mydros, the Lenin Sosas, you see what Robert is doing now. In center field with the young catching tandem and Caro and Teal. You can feel it. You can sense it. Is it a perfectly well-rounded team? Of course not. We're not there yet. It's going to take more time. But there's plenty of encouraging signs that, you know, we look forward to continue to nurture and, you know, better days ahead for sure.
Chris, you mentioned Robert, and he's been, you know, the center of attention for a long time right now, whether he was going to get better or not, whether he was going to get traded or not. You talking to the media yesterday, the inclination by most of the response was that White Sox are seriously considering picking up the option at the end of this year for $20 million on Luis Robert Jr. What type of strategy will go into that final decision of whether to pick it up or not? I mean, it's easy for me as a baseball guy to see, well, he's going to possibly just make your team even better because at his best, he's a superstar. But it also it gives you the option to trade him one more time and pick up valuable pieces that you need. So with my theory, how does that go along with your idea about Luis Robert for the future?
You know, years ago, he signed, you know, a fairly lengthy contract, and usually in the back end of contracts, the salary numbers, the AAV is greater than the front end. That's just how, you know, they usually are put together. But when you look at the years of control, there's going to be some years that he's very productive or a player's productive, and then some years not so much. But the talent level, you know, I keep on pointing back to where he's got elite bat speed and foot speed. Those are two really good indicators of, okay, is the engine still running? Is there life in the tank here? And the answer to that is yes. And clearly, you know, looking at even before the All-Star break, he really, you know, was starting to show signs. We know the player well. There's some stuff, you know, behind the scenes that we were aware of. And since, you know, some adjustments have been made, you know, we've seen more greater production. Now, you know, I get the attention on Luis Robert because of, you know, the talent. Has it been more volatile than we would have liked throughout his time here? Yeah, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't take away what he's capable of doing for any club. And when teams are, you know, reaching out to us, expressing interest, and, you know, want to try to work out a deal, we're not going to give them away for nothing. And sometimes you've got players that, because you know them, you value, you know, the player greater than someone else does. It just didn't make any sense. Now, yeah, they're team options on Louis Robert. We decided not to make a deal at the deadline, knowing that, you know, we envision him being part of the White Sox. So, you know, from a mechanical standpoint, picking up the option, you know, we expect him to be in our uniform for, you know, beyond this year.
Talking with White Sox general manager Chris Getz here and Inside the Clubhouse. Chris, since the All-Star break and even beginning before that, but Colson Montgomery has really responded to going to Arizona, backing off, and then coming back, and he has done so with a power surge. And so this week he may have cooled off, but boy, he's hitting the long ball, and he is fitting in quite well, succeeding in the major league level in a way that he really didn't in the minor league level, which is interesting. Number one, what do you attribute that to most? And secondly, from your perspective as the boss, would you like to see him play at one position, shortstop, rather than being moved between short and third?
Well, you know, obviously a lot to unpack there, but I'll start with when we took Colson in the first round a couple of years ago, and you know, we're watching him go about his business, how he interacts, his understanding of the game, his temperament. It always really stood out. I mean, it was a very professional, mature approach for a player that, you know, small town Indiana, played a lot of basketball, probably more basketball than baseball. But he just had this innate ability to really slow the game down. Now you fast forward and you get towards the upper minor leagues, you get closer to the big leagues. You know, there's a lot of different factors. There's a little bit of perhaps some angst. I need to get to the big leagues. You got a lot of prospect status along the way. And when you get that as a young player, you know, keeping that status can be, you know, an added stress level for some of these guys. So, you know, there are a handful of different factors. And, you know, when we made the decision to pull him out of the Charlotte season because he was off to that rough start, you know, it was like, all right, this guy needs to take a breath. You know, he's fighting a good fight. You know, the best thing what gave me the most confidence is in speaking to him personally, I just knew he wasn't going to give up. Like, he just wasn't. He made that very clear. He was going through it, you know, and I mean, there was a lot of swing and miss. And, you know, we just knew that there were some adjustments that needed to be made. And it's just so difficult sometimes to apply that in season, game after game. So to get him, you know, to back off a little bit, get him away from chasing results, slow his world down, and then, you know, brought him back onto that Charlotte Knights roster. And, you know, he started really getting more productive, having better at bats, regaining some confidence. And then, you know, lo and behold, there's an opportunity at the major league level. You know, we started him out in, against the Rockies, had a great series. And, you know, really ever since, he's been off and running. Speaks to the talent that he has, that we knew that was in there. Really proud of him. And, you know, I think the world of him, because he's just got something special about him. He really does. And then to answer your kind of positional question, you know, at the end of the day, what's going to, you know, make him a very good big leaguer is his ability to not only make plays defensively, but his offensive production. So the being able to play shortstop, third base, you know, that really just that helps the team. We certainly don't want to lose sight of, you know, him playing shortstop, but we're also trying to fill out a lineup and construct a roster that, you know, maximizes offensive production and defense. So there's a lot of different ways to go about it. You look across the league, versatility is a very valuable thing. When we develop players, we like to expose them to different positions. You know, these guys are athletes. Colson's one of them. The way he moves around the diamond, you know, his hands, his feet, his arm, they work together. If I felt like third base or another position was taken away from his ability to play shortstop, that's one thing, but we haven't seen any signs of that. If anything, we've been more and more impressed by a shortstop play.
Well, first of all, congratulations. I think it's right around 2 years now, right? Does it seem like 20 years or 2 years that you've been? It's got to be difficult, because my question is based, with that statement on character assassination for guys that are down. White Sox have been down for a while. The moves have been criticized by fans, media, everybody, understandably so when you're in a rebuild. But how did you personally handle the character assassination that you went through with the comments from Bob Nightingale about other general managers saying that you were unrealistic to deal with, that you were asking for the moon? How tough of an exterior and interior do you have to get through those moments?
I do not take it personally. It's part of the job to be criticized, and I'm fortunate to be in a position to be criticized in a way. We've got our convictions on certain players. You point back at processes that you've established throughout the organization. You need to really lean into those. The getting criticized for, maybe valuing a player above what an opponent believes that player should be. I mean, that's fine. I'm certainly not someone that shies away from making a trade or a move. If you look at, the amount of transactions on our 40-man roster since, the September of 2023, I mean, I don't know exactly if it's at the top of the league, but it's towards the top. I don't, if there's opportunity to make a move, we'll do so. Not all of them are going to work out, but you got to continue to take your shots with kind of that North Star in mind of continuing to improve your ball club. I do get a little bit of a kick out of the Louis Robert attention and our unwillingness to match what another team. Well, if you don't acquire a player, you're probably getting frustrated. At the end of the day, we're excited about having Louis Robert in center field. We from the beginning, I've talked about building a team, strong up the middle. We feel really good about where our catching is. You look at shortstop and second base and Louis Robert in center field, the really, solid starting point for as we continue to build out this roster.
Just a couple more minutes with Chris Getz, White Sox general manager. Chris, when you trade somebody like Andrew Vaughn and he flourishes, do you go back and reevaluate or look at some things about what didn't work here? Or how does that affect maybe how your player development with other prospects?
I mean, I've been around Andrew Vaughn now for a while. Very talented player. There's ups and downs. I'm happy for him. I love the kid. He was really digging and pressing and wanted to perform. You're talking about a guy in a lineup that, he kind of carried the burden of the offense for us. And that can be really taxing for a player. He goes to a new environment where he can be more of a complimentary bat. You get comfortable off and running. So I from that standpoint, I'm happy for him. Are you always assessing, kind of an infrastructure setup that you may have for players? Of course. I've spoken about, our desire to continue to improve our offensive approach, whether it be bringing in Ryan Fuller, looking at our acquisition process, our development process. We're not there yet. We aren't. And, I think, as we continue to improve those areas, we're going to start, being able to tap into some players that perhaps in the past weren't having a success in the White Sox uniform. Colson Montgomery is a prime example of our willingness to take a player, out of a, regular season action and, putting a development plan together to improve. So I feel really good about that. We've obviously got a lot of years with Colson Montgomery. We were nearing the end with Andrew. You make a decision. We put him in a good spot to have success. And, we make that move to really help, bring Savali in. He didn't have a great outing last night. However, he has been pretty productive for us. But most importantly, it's really protected our young starters. So, you make these transactions. I'm happy when players go other places and play well. Most importantly, you want to make sure that we've got everything in place for players to flourish here, we're continuing to pour into that and confident we're going to get there and feel really good about the future.
Just so you know, a week ago I talked to Andrew when I was up in Milwaukee. He said, the White Sox did the right thing sending me to the minor leagues. It's something I really needed to do and wake up. So from that perspective, Chris, you and the organization can feel good about that. It's an honest comment from a guy who was the centerpiece for your team for a while, now has moved on. My final question to you is, and it's only you, me, and David, so don't worry about talking about it. How close were you to getting, was Hauser going to the Cubs for prospects, and which prospect was it that you couldn't get your friend Jed Hoyer to shake loose?
it was close. They were in on Hauser, obviously amongst other clubs, and I certainly don't want to bring up any players that were discussed.
That's you can bring right up there. Wiggins' name. You won't get fined by the commissioner. No. Oh, actually, you will. You will. Yeah.
Yeah. We obviously didn't match up. We didn't get there. It's working with Jed is fairly easy because we can be very direct with each other. And I told him that's just not going to do it. And I'm taking him to Tampa. So, Adrian, he did fantastic for us. 11, really solid starts for us and proud about, I look back and, just the acquisition process, what he did, he deserves all the credit in the world. And we were able to convert on a deal to, put three talented players into our system and help us in the future.
Less than a minute left, Chris, but I do want to ask a serious question. Jonathan Cannon gets demoted. Hagen Smith and Noah Schultz have had some issues maybe the second half of the season, but where is your confidence in those three specifically being part of a future rotation when you are in a position to contend?
Well, it's never just five starters, on for your major league club to get through a season. You need to, perhaps even go to the 10 to 12 mark. So, the Jonathan Cannon, for example, obviously he was struggling to find himself. He wasn't attacking the zone. He's a guy that needs to, get ahead, pitch to contact. He's got the ability to do that when you're not pitching to contact. So if you're getting behind and they're hitting for damage, you're putting the club in a tough spot. We know he's capable. He has shown that. And for him to go down to AAA now, slow down, find himself, regain some confidence. We haven't lost faith in him at all. This is just part of, any player's development. Noah Schultz has been dealing with patella tendonitis in his land leg. That's going to affect, power, command. So we're getting that healed up, and we're going to send him to the fall league to be able to continue his 2025 season. Hagen, he's had a lot of strikeouts. The walk total and the pitch totals have risen. We've challenged him at the AA level. The stuff is still there. And we're going to continue to get him through his first full season in the fall league. They're going to be part of our future. And what capacity, time will tell, but these are top arms in baseball, and they're definitely going to be part of a major league rotation with the White Sox for years to come.
Chris, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, Chris Getz, White Sox general manager. A lot of ground we covered, Bruce.
He's got a great sense of humor. And
he does.
You need one if you're going to be a GM.
And dealing with you?
Dealing with me or someone, with softball questions like yours, it's all part of the job.
It's all part of the job, Bruce. I am well known for those. Yes, definitely. All right. We're going to take our final break here at Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Wrapping things up here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce, thank you for setting everything up. Big moment, though, for Major League Baseball this week.
Jen Powell, the first woman umpire in Major League Baseball history, will umpire today and have home plate tomorrow.
Wow.
So exciting news, something that should have happened 50 years ago. Pam Postma was the heir apparent to being the first woman umpire in Major League Baseball. Her patron, Bart Giamatti, passed away, and unfortunately Pam's career went a different direction. So it's a long time coming. And we're only hoping more capable people.
It's just nice to see MLB use a female umpire before going to the robot umpire.
I'm not touching that one.
I'm just saying it's good. I mean, this is progress, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I just think that we shouldn't be talking about females having equal jobs in 2025. It's unfortunate, but we still are. So let's bring on the most competent people. We don't care if they're men or women.
Absolutely. Bruce, this has been a fun show. Thank you to Willie Castro for joining us. Thank you to Chris Getz for putting up with us. And thank you to Sean Sears behind the glass. This has been a lot of fun. And thank you, Bruce, for lining it all up.
David, my pleasure. People can follow me on X at MLB Bruce Levine on our website, 670thescore.com. I'm headed out to the Rate to watch the White Sox and the Guardians.
Have a great time. I'm heading out to Norridge. I'm going to the Verizon store, and I will see you there at 11:30.
Can you give me a new phone?
Ish. I'll get you a new phone. Thank you, everyone, for calling, for texting, and for listening. This has been Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.